Yesterday, in the hours before President Trump gave a speech to Congress, dozens of federal workers laid off under the Trump administration were getting help looking for new jobs. Reporter Andrew Seltzer was at a hastily organized transition workshop in Philadelphia.
In the basement of the Queen Memorial Library in South Philly, a group of former federal employees are exchanging war stories.
I found out on Valentine's Day.
I got the termination letter on Valentine's Day weekend.
I was one of the many thousands terminated on Valentine's Day.
That was Ava Miller, Pam, and Rachel Inman. Pam didn't want us using her last name because she's hopeful she might get her old job back. They're newly laid off. Ava from an unnamed federal agency. She's worried about unconfirmed health benefits. Pam worked for the Department of Health and Human Services, and Rachel, the USDA. All were probationary employees, a status for folks who are new to government or recently started in a new role. Janice Barlow, a 25-year Department of Commerce veteran, is here too.
Now I'm day two into a forced, I feel forced retirement. So it's been extremely upsetting.
Barlow opted into the DOGE deferred resignation program about 20 minutes before it was shut down, afraid that if she didn't, she'd be laid off anyway.
I would have liked a couple more weeks to really see if I could have afforded it. Do I hang on? Do I risk? But it's done.
Barlow is here seeking camaraderie and is getting a free headshot, courtesy of a local photographer.
And if you want to do a little smile. That's nice. I know, it's such a cheerful time of life to be.
I loved my job, so the memories will come.
Yeah.
Army Reservist Charlie Ellison organized the event. He's currently on parental leave from his government job and figured he had some time to help.
As a neighbor and a community member here in South Philadelphia, I think we've seen, you know, dozens of friends, neighbors, family members getting fired for what's been cited as poor performance. And we know the opposite is true. We know they're exceptional public servants. We know they're deeply passionate about helping others. So I think that's been the really heartbreaking thing about all of this.
Ellison used to run similar workshops for military members transitioning out of the service.
Here's a few of the tools I've been using lately, and you'll have these slides in our Google Drive that I'm going to send out, but feel free to take photos.
His presentation goes over how to network with LinkedIn, adjust resumes for the private sector, and strategies for using artificial intelligence.
Key caveats with leveraging AI, right? You've still got to do the work to put in your data. You can't just say, write me a resume for this job.
Having spent my entire career at one agency, this is all new.
Shannon Petty is one of several current federal employees here. After 15 years with the Social Security Administration, she still has her job, at least for now.
Things are very, very tense, and I think people are scared and uncertain about what the future is going to bring.
Meanwhile, several other states are recruiting laid-off federal workers. Here's New York Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, in a video on a state website.
The federal government might say you're fired, but here in New York, we say you're hired. In fact, we love federal workers. Whatever your skills, we value public service.
Even as some DOGE initiatives are overturned in court, President Trump and Elon Musk are pledging to make more staff reductions. Yesterday's workshops in Philadelphia were full, and there are already talks of holding more. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Stelzer in Philadelphia.